Okay, if they're going to lock somebody up, they're going to arrest them?
Yeah.
Put them in jail? Okay. Is there a difference if it was somebody who committed a crime or if somebody was a drunk and they just
the place, the place where the firemen hang out.
Yeah, jail. I mean, criminal, you put in prison.
Stay when they're not out at fire.
Is the fire. How about drunks? They keep them in the same place?
Yeah.
Okay. How about
with, everybody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Police station.
Policemen carry
guns. Okay.
Different kinds of handguns, different names for terms or
Saturday night special. Pistol.
Saturday night special.
It's a real cheap one.
Well,
that you can pick up without a license.
Criminal, you put in prison.
Okay. How about something that with they could hit somebody on the head with that they carry?
Oh, a nice stick.
Carry guns.
Okay, how about a woman who makes her living charging men for
Saturday night
a prostitute? Okay, any names for them?
Lady of the Night.
It's a cheap one. That you can pick up.
I guess you'd call him a whore, but I don't think that has the connotation of being paid for.
Oh, really?
About something.
You'd call somebody a whore if they just
they did it not for money.
Too much.
Right.
Okay. How about where they would, woman who if they had a building that they all worked in?
Yeah.
Charging not a hotel, but I mean maybe that they all lived in and somebody ran it. What would you call that?
I've heard it called a cat house. I think.
Yeah.
I guess you'd call
anything
them a whore,
else?
But I don't think that's the connotation being paid for.
Whorehouse?
Yeah. You'd call okay, and what would you call
it,
somebody who ran it
too much?
Right.
If it was a woman or
a madame, I think, runs it.
Okay, how about a man who sends out
a pimp?
Not a hotel.
Right.
I mean, okay. Maybe that they all lived in.
And
somebody ran it.
Someone who is always inebriated.
I think.
A drunk.
Yeah.
A thot.
Good.
Thot. Okay. Good. Now.
Just whorehouse.
Whorehouse.
If someone. Is there a difference if someone was drunk and had no job and no money and
was a woman
laid around
I think runs
in the street, or someone who had a job and a family and seemed very respectable but was nevertheless addicted to alcohol?
And
would you call him something else?
Someone who is always in
trouble.
No, I'd call them both alcoholics.
Both.
Yeah.
Would you call the man who was seen more respectable a drunk?
If someone... difference if someone
no, I wouldn't.
Drunk
I wouldn't.
And had no job, no money.
I would call him an alcoholic.
Laid around.
Yeah. Okay. How about people
in the street or
who may,
someone who
may not necessarily be drunk, but they have no jobs and they're
nevertheless
bums. Okay.
Would you call him?
How about what's a hobo?
A hobo is somebody who doesn't stay in one place very long. Hobo is a traveler.
The man who was
they ride trains.
Yeah. Or just skip from city to city.
Oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Would you ever use the word derelict?
I would call.
Yeah.
Derelict.
What is that?
Yeah. How about people who may not?
Derelict is somebody who does.
They're
bums.
Bums. Okay. How about what's a hobo?
What kind of thing? Not very socially acceptable things all the time.
It's a trap.
Or too much.
They run
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just skip from city to city.
How about a real cheap hotel that caters that most of its patronage is derelicts and, you know, drunks? What would you call it? A really crummy cheap hotel?
Derelict. Probably just a crummy cheap hotel.
Would you ever say flop house?
No.
Okay.
Never heard that.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the soft drug
that about everybody our age
all the
smokes?
Time?
Marijuana.
Or too much.
Grass.
How about a real cheap hotel that caters?
There's lots of names for it, but I think that's all that's really common.
Drugs.
Okay. Now, how about harder drugs than that?
Heroin, acid. No.
Never heard that.
THC, mescaline.
Drugs that just about everyone.
Psilocybin.
Smokes.
Marijuana.
Hot.
Cocaine, morphine.
Great.
Did I said heroin?
There's lots of names for it.
Can you tell me anything about the forms that these things come in or the way that they're taken?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how about harder drugs